Hey, it's Wednesday. I'm Matthew Elaria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you again today, Lord, for your Word. Lord, we do love your Word. And we ask you again today for revelation of it. We ask you for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Father, I release my faith today over everybody watching the broadcast. Lord, I thank you for ministering to them today by your Spirit in a great and in a mighty way through this broadcast. Lord, show them what they need to see. Say to them what they need to hear. Help them by your Spirit in any way that they need help today. And Father, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, and we started last week on the broadcast, doing a series of teachings entitled Resist the Devil. And friend, I want to go back over to James chapter 4 and look at verse 7 again. And on today's broadcast, we're going to talk about the power of resistance. And what I mean by that is when you and I develop in resisting the devil and grow and get better at resisting him, there is power in it to produce good things in our lives. And so today on the broadcast, we are talking about the power of resistance. What will it do in your life? Well, it's going to do some very wonderful things. James chapter 4, verse 7 says this, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." And I want to focus on that part of the verse today. He will flee from you. When will he do that? When you resist him. You know, in the Message translation, it says this, "Yell aloud no to the devil and watch him make himself scarce." That's wonderful, right? That's what you want in your life. That's what I want in my life. We want to watch the devil make himself scarce. In the CEB, it says, "He will run away from you." And I like the Voice translation. It says, "He will run away in failure." Now, the only way to see the devil do that is to resist him. And friend, resistance is so vitally important in the life of the believer because it's the only thing that our enemy responds to. I want to say it to you again. Resistance is so vitally important for the believer because it's the only thing that our enemy will respond to. He responds to us standing on the Word, standing in the authority of the Word of God and the authority of the name of Jesus, and us telling him, "No, you don't, not in my life, in the name of Jesus." This is the only thing that he will respond to. Let's go to 1 Peter 5:8 and look at one of our other foundation texts there. 1 Peter 5:8, where it says, "Be sober and be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour." Now again, what do we do about that? You know, a lot of people read that verse and they go, "Oh no, the devil wants to devour me." And it tries to put fear in people. Well, what do we do about this reality? We can't change the reality that he's looking to devour people. Now, as long as we're in this earth, that reality is going to be so and true. And so what's our response? What do we do? It says, "Whom resist steadfast in the faith." And so God told us again, what do you do with the devil? You resist him. In Ephesians 6:10, it says in the King James, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Verse 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand," that word means to resist, "in the evil day." Why would God tell us repeatedly, this is three times, three verses we're giving you, to resist the devil? The reason God told us repeatedly to resist the devil is because this is the only thing the devil responds to. Is resistance. He responds to us standing on the Word and standing in the authority of the name of Jesus and saying, no, you don't, not in my life, I won't bow my knee. This is what he responded to in Jesus' life. We looked at it on yesterday's broadcast when he came to Jesus three different times. You know, turn the rocks into bread, jump off the pinnacle of the temple, bow down and worship me, and I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. And three different times, Jesus resisted him. And then in verse 11 of Matthew chapter 4, it said the devil left him. Why? Because resistance is what he responds to. It's what he responded to in Jesus' life. It's what he's going to respond to in your life and in my life. And so anything the devil is trying to do in your life, it will respond to resistance. I want to say it to you again. Anything the devil's trying to do in your life, it will respond to you resisting it and taking a stand against it on the Word of God and in the authority of the name of Jesus. This is what fear responds to. This is what anxiety and depression respond to. This is what shame and guilt respond to. This is what lack and poverty respond to. These things that the devil tries to do in our lives will respond to our resisting them on the Word of God and in the name of Jesus. They respond to you saying, no, you don't. Not in my life. Worry? No, you don't. Not in my life. Jesus told me not to worry about my life. He told me to seek first the kingdom and my life would be taken care of. And so I'm telling you, no, you don't. I'm not going to sit here and yield to you. I'm not going to bow my knee to you. I'm going to resist you on the authority of the Word of God and in the authority of the name of Jesus. And friend, if you take your stand against worry like that and stick with it, you will run it off and run it out of your life. Now, you notice I said, take your stand against it and stick with it. Sticking with it is key to getting rid of it. If you didn't notice, the devil came to Jesus three times. Jesus had to stick with it. And so, you know, don't get upset if you resist it for a day and it still looks like it's hanging around. I'm telling you right now, if you will, Jesus said this, if you continue in my word, you'll be my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And so what that means is, friend, you and I got to continue in it. We got to stick with it. We start by resisting the enemy. We continue to resist the enemy, and we stay in resistance mode all the time until that thing is out of your life. But this is what the devil responds to. This is what evil things that he tries to do in your life, this is what they respond to. And if, friend, if you will take your stand against them and resist them, they will respond to the authority of the Word of God. They will respond to the authority of the name of Jesus, and you will enjoy victory over these evil things. And so our adversary and whatever he's trying to do will respond to us resisting. So let me ask you a question, friend. Let's do a little test here. The devil is attacking you. Come on, you're under attack. He's trying to do something in your life. Come on, I want you to say it out loud. Say it back to me. Let's see if I can hear you through the camera. He's attacking. He's trying to do something in your life. What is the answer? Come on, what is the answer? It's a one-word answer. Come on, what is it? What is it? I heard you. Resist, right? This is the answer to the devil. Anything he's trying to do in your life. What do you do? What do I do? We find out what the Word says, and then we start pushing back against it in the authority of the Word and in the authority of the name of Jesus. This is the answer. Come on, let me ask you again. You're under attack today. Let's just say, for instance, the enemy's attacking you maybe with sickness and disease, or with sorrow or depression. Maybe anxiety is attacking you today, or guilt or shame, whatever it may be, financial act. You're under attack. He's trying to do something evil in your life. What's the answer? Come on, it's a one-word answer. What's the answer? Our answer is to resist, right? Find out what the Word says and start pushing back against it, and you will see the devil flee from you, friend, if you do that and stick with it. Praise the Lord. Let me read you a statement here. Through the power of resistance, you can rid your life of what the enemy is trying to do and what you don't want, through the power of resistance, you can rid your life of the enemy, of what he's trying to do, of what you don't want. This is the power of resistance. The power of resistance is this. It's how you get rid of something you don't want. You stand against it. James 4, 7, how do you get rid of the devil? Certainly you don't want him around. Resist him, and he will flee from you. Passiveness is how you get devoured. Passiveness will get you defeated, devoured, and destroyed. How do I know that? Well, 1 Peter 5:8. Let's go back there. I think we're right there. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter 5:8 says to be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, is out there as a roaring lion looking for people to devour. What's the answer? Verse 9, resist him steadfast in faith. What if you don't resist him? What if you're passive and you just yield and you just lay down? You know, I mean, you're battling something and you just say, well, I don't know what to do. I guess this is just my lot in life. This thing just won't leave me alone. Passiveness will get you defeated, devoured, and destroyed. The answer to the enemy being out there looking to devour people is to resist him. Resisting him, standing against him, will keep you from being defeated. It'll keep you from being devoured. It'll keep you from being destroyed. And so the only way, come on, say it with me, friend, the only way to get rid of the devil and to rid your life of him and what he's trying to do is to resist him. Now I want to go to 1 Samuel chapter 1, praise the Lord. And I want to look at some scriptures over here in 1 Samuel chapter 1. And so come on, let's ask the question again. You're under attack today. Doesn't matter what it is. The good thing about resistance is it works for any occasion. You understand? It's like that commercial, the Flexol guy, the Flex Tape, and you know, I mean, gets a leak in his boat and Flex Tape's the answer, and he gets a leak in his roof and Flex Seal's the answer, and he saws his own arm off. And no, he didn't do that, but you understand what I'm saying? It's the answer for anything. Well, that's the good thing about resistance. It'll work on anything the devil tries to do in your life. I should do an infomercial for it, praise the Lord, be like that guy with the Flex Saw. But that's the great thing about resistance. It works for any occasion. You take your stand against the devil, take your stand against what he's trying to do, and you do it in the authority of the Word of God and in the authority of the name of Jesus. And it'll work for any occasion. Now, here is another statement I want to give to you. What you yield to, you will have. What you resist, you will get rid of. I want to say it to you again. What you yield to in life, whatever you yield to, that's what you're going to have. What you resist, you will get rid of. And friend, this is so vitally important to understand that what you don't resist, it's gonna hang around. And so if you don't want it hanging around, then you need to get to resisting it. You know, in 1 Samuel chapter 1, it tells us the story about Hannah. And Hannah, she had a strong desire to have children, and she couldn't have children. She couldn't bear a child. And it tells about her, if you read that whole chapter, and we won't read through it, but it tells about how sorrowful she was. It tells how discouraged she was and how she was fretting and she was down, she was low, she was upset, and not just a little bit about it. She was greatly troubled and upset and sorrowful and heavy because she couldn't have a child. And friend, this went on for a while. It wasn't just having a bad day. This became her lifestyle. And so that sorrow and that heaviness was just hovering over her and hanging around her all the time. Why was it doing that? Because she was yielding to it. She actually told Eli, the priest, she said, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. And so she's yielding to it, not resisting it, and it's hanging around. Eli came, he was the priest in that day, and he said to her, go in peace. Well, just stop reading the verse right there. Go in peace. That's the exact opposite of what she's been doing. There hasn't been any peace in her life. He said, go in peace. You might add on to that, stop doing what you're doing and go in peace. And the God of Israel will grant you your petition that you've asked of him. I want to watch this. In verse 18, it says, she said, let your handmaid find grace in your sight. And then it says, so the woman went her way and did eat. See, before she was so upset, she wouldn't even eat. She went her way, she ate, and her countenance was no more sad. And so you can see that that sorrow, that heaviness, that vexation and that fretting that she was walking in year after year, when did it leave? It left when she started resisting it and stopped yielding to it. Come on, friend, what you don't resist is gonna hang around. What you yield to is what you're gonna have. What you resist is what you will get rid of. And so if you want to get rid of something, you have to resist it. And the moment that she stopped yielding to that sorrow, that's when she got rid of it. That's when she started to walk in peace. 1 Samuel chapter 30 is another encounter that will be a good example for us in illustrating this. David and his men came back home from battle and found their homes were burned, their possessions were plundered, and their wives and their children were taken by their enemy. And it says in verse 4, it says, then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And then in verse 6, it says, David was greatly distressed. Now, friend, anytime you encounter something like that, there is the natural part of being a human that you have certain emotions. And so David was having certain emotions coming along with this bad circumstance he found himself in. Scripture said he was greatly distressed. Now, here's the big thing. As long as he allows that sorrow and distressing state to hang around, it will hang around. You know, that could have carried on through the rest of David's life. And he could have never went to try to go recover his family. And he could have just been sad and depressed and died and missed God's plan for his life. But I want you to watch what he did. It says that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And so as long as he allowed the sorrow to hang around and the stress and the worry and the fear, all the emotions to hang around, as long as he allowed them to hang around and yielded to them, they would have been there. But David, after he kind of processed what went on and, you know, he shed a few tears or whatever he did, he started to take his stand against that sorrow and encouraged himself in the Lord. And the good end of the story is that the Lord showed him to go and get his family back, and they did, and they got their possessions back. But friend, I want you to watch what he did. He didn't just yield to that sorrow day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. No, he took his stand against it, and that's how he got rid of it. And so again, anything that you yield to in life, you're gonna have. Anything that you resist, you will get rid of. And so whatever you want to get away from you, you must take your stand against it and push back against it on the authority of the Word of God and in the authority of the name of Jesus. That's how you get rid of things. That's how you get rid of the enemy and what he's trying to do in your life. And some people have a hard time ridding their lives of the devil and of the things that he tries to do because they never do resist. They never do take their stand against the devil. They talk about their problem. They ask their pastor to pray for them and their problem. Huh? They feel sorry for themselves because they have a problem, and they get discouraged because, you know, the problem's not leaving. And they're doing everything except what they need to do to get rid of it. And what you need to do to get rid of it is you need to find out what God says about it in His Word. And then on the authority of the Word of God and in the authority of the name of Jesus, you start pushing back against it. And here is the power of resistance. When you do that, you will see things start to flee from your life. You will see depression flee. You will see anxiety flee. You will see worries flee. You will see guilt and shame flee. You'll see sickness and disease flee. You'll see lack flee. When you what? When you take your stand against it and resistance. Friend, do you want to see the power of resistance in your life? The one thing you have to do is you have to start resisting. And if you do, you will see the power of it work. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we do thank you for the power of resistance. We thank you that we can stand on the authority of your word and in the authority of the name of Jesus and take our stand against the devil and against what he's trying to do in our lives. And Father, when we do that, we thank you that we can see him flee. We can see anxiety flee our lives. We can see guilt and shame flee our lives and depression flee our lives and lack and fear. We can see these things flee our lives when we take our stand against them and resist them. And so, Father, we thank you for grace to do it. We thank you for help to do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Thursday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to continue this powerful series entitled Resist the Devil. We'll see you then.